Finally today, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is slated to host Saturday Night Live this weekend. Not everyone thinks that's funny. Trump's provoked the ire of many Latinos because of his past comments about immigrants. One Latino advocacy group says it will pay any audience member at the NBC comedy show $5,000 to scream at Trump during his appearance. There have also been protests demanding that the network ban Trump from appearing on SNL. Here's Latino comedian John Leguizamo speaking to Yahoo News about the Donald's appearance.
I find it really insulting. I find it hurtful and insulting, and you're celebrating somebody who said some horrible things. I mean, I just find it unacceptable. I will not watch. I won't watch SNL anymore.
One who shares that feeling is Lalo Alcaraz. He's a nationally syndicated political cartoonist in Los Angeles. I asked him to describe a cartoon he's drawn for the occasion of Trump's planned appearance on SNL.
Sure. It's Donald Trump holding the hosting mic. There's an NBC logo in the corner. You're watching him on stage, and above him is the Saturday Night Live logo, SNL. And under the logo, it says, "Still no Latinos." And Donald Trump says, "No wonder I feel safe hosting this show."
What is the show's record for Latinos in terms of being cast members?
As I understand it, there have only been two in the 40-year history of Saturday Night Live, Fred Armisen and Horatio Sanz. Both great comics. Not one Latina has ever been on the cast, which is just kind of crazy when you think about it. And actually, recently I've caught an old skit of theirs. It reminded me they were spoofing themselves when they had a black actress on, and they called themselves out on the lack of black female cast members also. So they have a blind spot for minorities on the show, especially female comics of color. As far as hosts, they've done a little better. They've had something like 13 Latinos and Latinas hosting the show throughout the years. And I have to admit, when Sofia Vergara hosted, she was actually pretty hilarious.
You know, NBC reacted when Trump first made these comments, dumped him from The Apprentice, and certain other channels cut their ties with his beauty pageants. Why do you think they were willing to do that then but not ban him now?
I think it just shows the power of Lorne Michaels and Saturday Night Live, you know, to dictate who they want to have on their show. And they are within their rights to do that. But we, the public, Latinos of all groups, not just Mexicans and Mexican-Americans, but all nationalities, also have the right to be against Donald Trump hosting Saturday Night Live.
Have the people involved in the protests targeted advertisers for SNL?
Yes, there's also calls for boycotts of advertisers like T-Mobile, Cheerios, General Mills, State Farm, Campbell Soup, Kohl's, pretty mainstream list of advertisers. And, you know, that also works, calling companies that want to market to Latinos and remind them that the optics of this are bad.
So you're working on a new animated sitcom about Latinos for Fox. I'm curious whether you're going to somehow get Trump into your sitcom.
I hope so, because he actually has helped. Our show is coming out in January. It's called Border Town, and it's an animated show on Fox. And one of the episodes that we wrote was about building a border wall across the U.S.-Mexico border. Just because of Donald Trump talking about the big, beautiful wall he's going to build and charge Mexico for. And we show the futility of building a wall to keep people out from things. They just don't work.
Lalo Alcaraz is a cartoonist, writer, and producer, and he has a new animated sitcom called Border Town, which is slated to air on Fox in January. Thanks a lot, Lalo.
Thank you, Carol.